Good morning, gentlemen. In the fourth lead of this week's parsha, we have the story of where Moshe, in the middle of the midst of the construction of the Mishkan, is told about what he's supposed to do to inaugurate Aaron and his children into the Kahuna. Where Moshe is told, "This is what you should do to sanctify Aaron and his children to be Kohanim before Hashem." And Moshe is told to give korbanot. The kach par echad bein bakar ve'elim shnayim tmimim, right, to bring a calf, right, to what's called a cow, to a korban, right, and different korbanot that Moshe is told to give. And then further on, Moshe not only is told to give korbanot, but actually be actively, Moshe is supposed to be being active to show that Aaron is the Kohen. Pasuk K says, v'akachte, Pasuk and Perek Chavtet, hada begadim be'obashad Aaron v'ashad Aaron, and a ketonet, right? Moshe is told to actually dress Aaron, take the big day kahuna, right, take the big day kahuna, and put it onto Aaron, right? And then Moshe has to do this for Aaron, and from this moment on, his children, right, and then anoint them with oil, and they become Kohanim. Interesting enough, it seems in some ways, what an honor for Moshe, what an honor to be the person who's to inaugurate his older brother into the Kahuna. The person who's involved in the 7 days of Elulim, the person who's involved in the 7 days preparing the Mishkan. However, in the Midrash, certainly ones that Rashi brings up, there's also a bittersweetness to this moment. Rashi points out later on, in Parshas Chukat actually, that Moshe had a certain, Moshe was a little bit jealous of what Aaron achieved. In Parshas Chukat, when Aaron is being told after the sin at Mei Merivah, after the sin Moshe and Aaron commit with water, with hitting the rocks that are speaking to it, right? Moshe is told to prepare Aaron to literally go up to Har to meet his Maker for the end of Aaron's life. And Moshe said, Hashem tells Moshe, "Kachar Aaron v'Elazar b'no v'al otam Hor Har. Take Aaron and Elazar, his son, right, and bring them up to Hor Har." Rashi points out, "Kachet Aaron." Rashi says there, "Bedarim shel nechumim." Right? You should try to console Aaron and say the following. Moshe is the following to him: "Emor lo, Ashrecha shetirek kitrecha natun levanecha." Moshe will say to Aaron, says to Aaron essentially, "You're so lucky, you're so praiseworthy, you get to see your children take your crown. You got to see your children work with you in the kahuna." Right? When you leave this world, Aaron, you know that your children, that you've not only invested in the kahuna, but your children are invested with the kahuna. Right? You, as a parent, there's no greater area as a parent, as much as a parent, as you, as we personally like to succeed, there's no greater joy in the world and watching our children succeed also. That the legacy we have is legacy that our children are able to take upon themselves. A legacy that Moshe never gets. A legacy that Moshe sees Aaron as he sees Aaron getting ready, as he puts Aaron as a Kohen, and sees Aaron with his children become Kohanim. A legacy that Moshe never gets. In fact, what makes this bittersweet is that Rashi also thinks earlier on in Shemot that this was a legacy that Moshe himself could have gotten. It was a legacy that Moshe himself was worthy of. But he blew it in a moment. Rashi comments in the beginning of Shemot, Parsha Shemot, when Hashem is coming to Moshe, comes to Moshe essentially, and tries to convince Moshe to become the leader of Bnei Israel to save them from Egypt. At one point, after all, at the fifth try, after Moshe has no claim anymore to explain why he can't do it, God has said to him, "What's called your difficulty in speaking is not an issue. They will believe you. Here are signs." Moshe says to Hashem, "Shlach na biati shlach. Please, I just don't want this. Send it whoever you send it with someone else. Send it with your normal person." And the Kapazu comments there, "Vayicharav Hashem b'Moshe." Right, God is angered, and that's when He tells Moshe, "Bring Aaron along as a neviach. Aaron will speak for you." And Rashi points out the midrash. Rashi points out the midrash. "Vayicharav." Every time this charon off, every time anger is mentioned in some way, with God being angry, if God can somehow be angry, it means something is changed. It causes some kind of impression, some kind of change. And what Rashi there says is what God essentially told Moshe is, "You were going to be the Kohen, and Aaron was going to be the Levi. If you would have taken the active role here, if you would have taken the task given to you, right, you would have been the Kohen, your children would have been the one." Think what this means. You would have been a Kohen, the Kohen Gadol, and your children would also be Kohanim. You would have seen your children be Kohanim, your children following your legacy. But because this moment, you squandered the moment, because you came to me and said, "Shlach, na biati shlach," Aaron will now get the kahuna. You've lost the kahuna. There's a certain bittersweetness here. Moshe in an instant lost an opportunity. What we see here is that opportunities come and go in instants. And what Moshe is learning in Tetzaveh is that this opportunity you lost, you're not getting it back. Right? We can't undo the past sometimes. We can't undo history. So something else, we live our lives when opportunities arise and we think we can push it off. push it off, stall it out. No, it doesn't always work that way. And the story in Parshat Tzav is Moshe's greatness is an acceptance of the fact that he lost that opportunity. And he's able to understand that I lost the opportunity, it should have been mine. But what happened is he gives it up to Aaron, knowing that he lost it. But the lesson we can learn from this is that in that moment, Parshat Tzav is a story of I lost the opportunity, Moshe, in our lives. When opportunities arise, right, we need to seize them. Not turn and say, shnach lapishnach. Not say, let this go to someone else. And then years later, have the regret that we live with. Rather, in our lives, when the call comes, as it came to Moshe, it is our job to take that call and respond positively to that call.